the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. The sun is trying to break through the clouds along the lake shore. May not win that battle, but at least we're not going to get any more snow for another day. A look at Holland's hometown forecast. WHTC.com follows this news. One Holland man was sentenced while another awaits his fate in proceedings at Ottawa County Circuit Court yesterday, stemming from crimes committed at Holland's north side last fall. Judge John Hulsing sent 29-year-old Leandrew Gaston to prison for at least 10 years after he didn't contest a robbery charge stemming from holding up AJ's One Stop on Felt Street on October 17th. Gaston had reached an agreement with prosecutors in order to have other counts against him dropped, but as an habitual offender, he could have been imprisoned for life. Meanwhile, Judge Ed Post set a February 24th sentencing date for Brandon Lee Brandon. After the 28-year-old man pled guilty to robbing the Shell station on River Avenue on November 4th, he also faces a lengthy prison sentence as a repeat offender. Four persons were hospitalized in a two-vehicle crash south of Grand Haven last night. Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Greg Rotman and fellow deputies were called to Comstock Street near 160th Avenue around 6:30 p.m.
A 1995 Dodge Grand Caravan driven by Pate Denny was eastbound when it lost control and entered the westbound lane. Denny's vehicle was struck by a 2000 GMC Sierra driven by Heidi Dizu.
Denny, along with passenger Courtney Barton, who had to be extricated by rescue crews, Dizu and her passenger Stephen Van Langveld of Holland were all taken to North Ottawa Community Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Rotman said that the four persons involved were buckled up and that alcohol was not a factor in the crash, which remains under investigation. The no-vacancy sign is up at the worst possible time for a homeless refuge along the lake shore.
The Holland Rescue Mission has its men and family sections filled to capacity. Rachel Neal of the mission says they're trying to get everyone in out of the cold.
But I know that when I left the end of last week, we still had a couple of guys that were sleeping in our chapel. We've converted our chapel to a shelter room and moved our chapel services downstairs. And our family shelter is full. Well,
the rescue mission has many services to help those that are homeless and those trying to keep from being homeless. If you need help or you can help, call the shelter at 396-2200. Diane Costin reporting.
The battle to preserve dune land in the Saugatuck Douglas area continues. A $10 million sale of the Presbyterian Camp property in Saugatuck to a Grand Rapids-based developer should be finalized on Friday after the Chicago Presbytery Assembly over the weekend approved a purchase agreement with David Barker. The Presbytery was compelled to sell the land due to legal debt stemming from a sexual abuse case from the 1990s. It had been a campsite since 1899. Former state lawmaker Patty Burkholz, now with the League of Conservation Voters, says that this is not the last word on the matter.
We're hopeful that there may be the ability for some other things to occur at this point in time. Nothing's in the works, though, so I can't really talk about that, but we are hopeful that there might be the possibility that some part of that property could remain as a camp.
Barker is planning to build a luxury condo complex on the 22-acre site and is awaiting approval from city planners and the state DNR. West Michigan health officials are reporting two more flu-related deaths, this time in Ottawa County.
No details about the two new victims have been released. It brings the death toll in West Michigan to 11. There have been four deaths in Kent County, three in Kalamazoo, one each in Van Buren and Barrie counties. State Health Department spokesperson Angela Minicucci says there have been comparisons to the H1N1 outbreak 5 years ago, but she doesn't think they're fair.
It is nowhere near as bad as it was in 2009.
She says as things go, this has been a fairly typical flu season in Michigan. Deaths are not all that unusual. They've just never gotten this much publicity before. I'm John McNeil reporting.
Surfing is now easier on the train in Michigan. Amtrak has now gone live with free Wi-Fi on all three lines through the state, including the Pier Marquette that stops twice daily in Holland, and all of its trains heading to and from its hub in Chicago. Spokesman Mark Maglarian notes the service is free to passengers with a few restrictions, such as no video streaming.
It's pretty exciting for us and even more exciting for our passengers. For most people, this will more than meet their needs, and you can use our data plan instead of yours.
The Michigan Department of Transportation spent about $1 million to add the equipment to the trains. Residents in the state of Georgia are staying home waiting for another winter storm to hit them.
We've all seen the footage of abandoned cars on the highways from the last winter storm to hit Georgia, and officials there don't want to have that happen again. CBS correspondent Pete Combs says the state's much better prepared and not taking any chances this time.
The big problem we had last month in the big snowstorm that gridlocked this entire city was everybody hit the roads at one time. That is not going to be the case now. Most state government workers are given a choice to come in or not. Offices are sending their employees home.
Combs says the big problem in the last storm was ice, not so much the snow. Employers, he tells us, are just letting workers have the day off rather than risk another situation on the roads. Andrew Green reporting.
High school basketball this evening, the Covenant Christian Holland Christian Boys game from the Holland Civic Center is on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com with Greg Chandler courtside at 6:40 p.m. I'll bring you from the mezzanine, the Decatur at Saugata girls-boys doubleheader on our FM station 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com at 5:10 p.m. Other boys games include Holland at Reith's Puffer, Zeeland East at Byron Center, Zeeland West at South Christian, Fenville at Lawton, Calvary at Zion Christian, and Wellspring Prep at Black River. Girls play includes Reith's Puffer at Holland, Holland Christian at Covenant Christian, Hudsonville at West Ottawa, Byron Center at Zeeland East, South Christian at Zeeland West, Fenville at Lawton, Calvary at Zion Christian, and Wellspring Prep at Black River. College basketball tonight finds Michigan at Ohio State. Tomorrow evening at 7:40 p.m. on our FM station 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Here, the Hope Flying Dutchman's game at Olivet. Brandon Jennings scored 21 points and Rodney Stuckey added 20 as the Pistons won. And interim coach John Lawyer's debut last night, 109-100 over visiting San Antonio.
No, I told him it was going to be an emotional day. I told him that I thought we could play collectively for longer periods of time better than we have. We had to dig deep and play together, and I thought our guys showed great resolve tonight.
Detroit welcomes Cleveland to the Palace tomorrow evening, and the Chicago Bulls are home to Atlanta at the United Center tonight. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for a cloudy afternoon and a high of 16, partly cloudy tonight, low of 3. A few afternoon snow showers tomorrow, high 22, and then a cloudy Thursday with a high of 29. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at your hometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.